Father, anoint your words as we get into this session of your word.
Amen.
Let the power of the Holy Ghost brood upon us mightily.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Everybody say a big amen.
Amen.
Oh, sit down.
Come on, Tinasi.
And look at your friend and say, I'm blessed to be in the house of God.
Amen.
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 Genesis chapter 1, verse number 26 and 28. The Bible says, and God said, let us make man in our own image and likeness. Hallelujah.
Amen. And
let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the air.
And the
verse number 28, and the Bible says that, and God blessed them. So the very first is, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply. Hallelujah. Fill the earth and subdue it.
Amen.
Now, when you have children, you always wish the best for them. Most of the time, all the hard work that parents put in is because of the fact that they want it to be well with their children. So may it be well with you. May the wealth of your Heavenly Father become your portion.
Amen.
Bible says, God blessed them. Now, how will you now translate this blessing from the realm of the spiritual into the realm of the natural? In fact, in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3, the Bible says that, blessed be the Lord, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
So he says that God has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. So if you're in Christ, you are blessed.
Amen. So yes, Christ,
say, I'm not cursed, I'm blessed. But you see, how do you translate this spiritual blessing into the reality of the physical?
Amen.
It means that there are certain things to do. Assuming your dad has left you a lot of money in the bank.
It's
there, but for it to be come into your pocket, you need to sign some checks. Amen.
Amen.
So in the same way too, there are some checks we need to sign. There are some things we need to do in order to be able to draw the blessings from the realm of the spiritual
to
the natural.
Amen.
And God has ordained that through the avenue, you know, God's nature actually is given. Someone said God's nature is given. Anything that doesn't give dies or is dead. Every part of your body that doesn't give to other parts of the body will die or is dead. Any body of water that doesn't give to others stay dead. That's why the Dead Sea is dead. There's no life in it. Turbidity and the toxicity of the Dead Sea is very high, it's very dense, because it doesn't give out to others.
Amen.
When you clench your fist, and what you have in your fist, you clench it and you don't open it out to give it out, it means that all you have is what is in your fist, you know, and because of that, you can't get more into your palm.
Amen.
Amen. So God has ordained that through the avenue of giving, we get blessed. We convert the spiritual blessing onto a natural form.
Amen.
And remember that the blessing blessings are actually instituted by God Himself.
I told you
that we are blessed through giving. That's what we are blessed through giving.
Because
God's nature is giving. So you realize that when you give, you are exhibiting His nature.
I
know there are people, the moment they hear the word giving, then they begin to itch. When
they
say it's offering time, it's giving time, then their heart begins to beat well. And there are people who want to take the opportunity even to run away when it's time for giving. But giving time is an opportunity to show the God nature that is in you, and also an opportunity to be able to receive an appreciation in your life, to become better, to receive more.
Amen.
There are four main types of giving. We've got tithing. Someone say tithing. Number two is kingdom development. Number three, we give to the poor. And number four, we give to God's servants. Today, I want to zero in on giving blessing through our tithing. So you get blessed by generally tithing. By giving for kingdom development, developing the work of God.
So giving
to servants of God.
So they
and giving to the poor.
And
somebody say, why all these various? Because the Bible says in Isaiah, you know, chapter 32, verse 20, blessed are those who sow beside many waters. So you've got to learn how to sow beside many or different waters. Amen.
Amen.
Have you written Isaiah 32, verse 20? Blessed are you who sow beside what? All waters. All waters. So you must learn to sow for different things. And so, one of the major ways where we get blessed is by tithing. No, what is a tithe? The tithe is one tenth of our increase which we give to God. No, God deliberately adds 10% of whatever we receive unto Him to see whether we are going to be faithful or not. Sometimes when people want to give you some big position, or they want to, you know, promote you, they will test you. And one of the ways they test you is to see whether you're a person of integrity, you're a person of truthfulness. So they may intentionally add some money, you know, maybe extra money to whatever, to see whether you bring that money back.
Amen.
An uncle wanted to trust me with his house.
When I was
a lot younger. And he would leave his room for me and ask me to clean the place.
And I
realized that those days he would be putting me with 20 pesos here, and 20 pesos is a lot of money. I would sweep and make sure that after I've cleaned everything, I place the money exactly where they were. He was testing me. He used to leave his key for me for the day and go to work. And with time, when I passed the test, now he could leave it for me for weekends, and that he was very, very okay, because everything was intact, and he started blessing me in a phenomenal way. My wedding was almost about 1 o'clock. When it was around 11:30, 12, the man was already there, sitting down.
Amen.
Sitting down.
And I'm so sorry, yeah. Oh, my, oh, me fast answer here. No, you reach an offer, then suffer a man. I said, no, yeah, or worry, cry, no, or behind them, every tiny cheek. It was no GDO.
Why will God bless you through tithing?
Because
in Leviticus 27, verse 30 and 31, Leviticus 27, 30 and 31, the Bible says that all the tithe belongs to God. Someone say, all the tithes belong to God. Leviticus chapter 27, verse 30 and 31. 27, 30 and 31. Not chapter 3. Let's read together. And all the tithes of the land, whether of the seed of the land or of the fruit of the tree, is the Lord's. It is holy to the Lord. He says that the tithe is the Lord. Someone say, tell your friend, the tithe is the Lord's. Oh, tell the person the tithe is the Lord. Say, brother, the tithe, no, it is the Lord. It is for the Lord. It is not for you. It is not for any man. It is not for any project. It is the Lord's. When you say it is the Lord, it means that it belongs to God. And it is holy to the Lord. Holy means special. Amen.
Amen.
Every wife is somebody who is holy to a husband. That's why you don't touch somebody's wife. You don't touch somebody's husband. What is somebody you don't touch it? In fact, when you touch something that doesn't belong to you, you have stolen. And according to Zechariah chapter 5, verse 3 and 4, a curse will come to the house of a thief. There is a resistance that is going to come unto you for stealing.
So
is somebody here with me?
Oh, hand on.
He says, and this is the curse that goes out over the face of the whole earth. Every thief shall be expelled according to this side of the scroll, and every perjurer shall be expelled according to that side of it. Verse 4. And he says that, oh yeah, I will send out the curse, says the Lord of hosts.
He
shall enter the house of the thief. And the house of the one who swears falsely by my name.
It
shall remain in the midst of his house and consume it with its timber and stones. Are you seeing the seriousness of stealing?
Amen.
Now, there is an active form of stealing and there's a passive form of stealing. The active form is when you take the thing physically from the person aggressively. And the passive form is what belongs to the person that you don't give to the person.
Amen.
Amen. So when you are supposed to respect and show honor to your father, you don't do it, you have dishonored it, you have stolen something from your father. When your husband, you are supposed to love your wife. If you don't love your wife, you have stolen something from your wife. And if you're a wife, you are supposed to submit to your husband, and you don't submit, you have also stolen something. So those of us who are married, it means that our sinning level has gone higher. It means that we have more scriptures to obey.
Amen.
Are you following what I'm saying?
Amen.
There are more things to obey. So in the tithe, if the tithe belongs to God and you don't give the tithe to God, it means that you have overtly, you know, or passively stolen from God what belongs to Him.
He
said all the tithe belong to Him. So we don't give the tithe to your friend. You don't give it as a remittance to your parents. You don't use it to pay your debts. You see, a lot of time people say that would tell I'm owing. You know, especially for most government workers. You know, they take a lot of things from source. Let's say you earn, say, 100 cedis.
Ghana.
Yeah. And then you pay your SNIT, you pay
social SNIT.
Yeah,
tax.
Yeah, social security tax out of it. What are some of the other things?
Tier two, yeah? Pension.
No, apart from that,
medical.
Yeah, those of you who have gone to
high purchases,
then you are there, but you are enjoying the thing.
Insurance.
And then insurance, all those things. Then when the money is left with 50 cedis,
then
you are paying tithe on the 50 cedis. You pay the tithe on the gross and not on the net. What was originally due you is what you pay your tithes on. You don't give a tithe of your surplus. Because God added his 10% to the gross, not the overall. I hope I'm making some sense here.
Amen.
Oh, you don't like the teaching, so the way you are very quiet. In any case, I'm still teaching it. verse 31.
Amen.
Verse 31. He said, the tithe is the Lord. If all I have to say is the tithe, the tithe is the Lord. And he said, if a man wants at all to redeem any of his tithe, he shall add 150. That means that if you take a portion of it and decide to use it for maybe some emergency came or something, and you took the tithe and use it, God is a good business person. He said, you're going to pay a fifth or 20% of the amount that you took. So if your tithe is supposed to be 100 cedis and you use it, 20% of 100 cedis is what? One fifth. Eh?
20.
1/5 times
100.
100 is what?
20.
20. So it means that your tithe is going to be what?
120
cedis.
Are
we clear?
Amen. Bible account. Or say, to soon know if you are 1,000 Ghana, and I say, okay, mu or ha, chomon, your coupon, you do, and I 100 Ghana. 100 Ghana, no, one found by a mere same moon. And I say, when you be never saw the bar, you're missing your account, or say, child, or sign check, it's kind of moon, a noon, now day, by a cosine, a count. In 100 Ghana, ultimately, one. About 20 Ghana. Into the 20 Ghana, we can 100 Ghana. No, na here 120 Ghana. Amen.
You see, it's not like God is being a mathematical changer. But you see, you must relate to God out of love and out of respect and out of the fact that he's been so gracious to you. I hear me.
So
in the New Testament, we operate by grace. By grace means that you now have to be gracious. So don't be fringing 20%. Some of you calculate the thing. And then it's like your tithe is, your tithe is 25 cedis, 84 pesos.
Amen.
Hey! No, I've seen some before in the church. You see, when we are saying things, it's not that we have made the story up.
Amen.
There are people who calculate the thing, fringe. You say, one in a couple did the pepper. So, 25 cedis, you couldn't just make it 30 cedis.
Amen.
I was like, dang. Who be my ira bread? Who grew super bread? Who take your ear? Who the calculator?
Amen.
Hey!
Amen.
What a wife!
What the
that you are taking and say you take the fish and the small you so you don't know how to be generous.
Amen.
And the husband too, you give money when the wife your wife has to come and boo akunta.
Amen.
So what did you use for this? What did you do? Why?
Amen. I
so shouldn't small pass in FA.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ah, you have to be generous. Hallelujah.
Your honey and who poor. Chok say be 100 cedis 50 pesos any pesos no otumi chok otumi nyankopon your child here say nyankopon enka say ohwe obonya waye no ohwe obonya ne ho no otu awoka o ma woda enkwa ontuka say o nyankopon 100 cedis 20 pesos me ye 100 cedis 120 cedis it is kan obo na do ontu o calculator to won na say e pobi wo ho a chok ye ni na mua na de ba. Amen.
Now let's go to Malachi chapter 3 verse 7 to 12 and look at some scripture over there. Are you being blessed? Are you learning about the tithing well?
Amen.
But the first mindset I want you to know have is that the tithe is the Lord. That's what the tithe belongs to God. And when something belongs to somebody, you don't touch it. In fact, one of the cardinal facts of life that you must inculcate in your spirit man is that when something is not yours, you don't touch it. Amen.
Amen.
You don't touch it. Before you touch anybody's thing, you must ask permission.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Even if you are in the house with your siblings, or if you need something of theirs, ask.
Probably
you think that it is theirs, but it's not theirs. It belongs to somebody. And they probably brought it to the house. So don't just go up and take it. Amen.
If you
go to the house of your in-laws, you don't just say, I've come to my brother's house. So you have come to open the fridge, and you have come to take the cake in the fridge, and you have come to take the drink. And go. your brother's house, it's the house of your brother and the wife.
Amen.
Amen.
And
so you don't go open fridge unless they tell you open fridge.
Amen.
So if you need something, you must ask.
And even if
you open the fridge and you see something that you want, you don't take. You must ask.
Amen.
Because plan that idea, no?
Amen.
That plan that, no?
Amen.
I hope you are getting me.
Amen.
Yes, there's plan. There's a program around it.
Amen.
And so you don't do it. Even if your husband, you go to the fridge, then there's food in the house, then you go and tell you dish. You must ask your wife, honey, can I take some of this?
Amen.
Can I take some of that? Because your wife may have a program for it.
Amen.
Yes.
Then you have a pair, Colonel.
This is a wine that has been planned.
Amen.
To last for 3 days.
Amen.
I've drunk the soup.
Amen.
One day.
Amen.
To go fufu wire. You hit your chest and bring ice cream on top of it. We don't do that.
Yes, sir.
All I'm trying to say is that you must ask for things.
Amen. Ose cho bisa di be fe bia no cho bisa ni ra ansa no wafa. E bia ni wura no wo. Ade agim pe bi wo ade a odie si wo no echi. Amen.
Amen. So he said, God said, from the days, Malachi 3:7, from the days of your fathers, you have gone away from my ordinances and have not kept them. Return to me and I'll return to you, says the Lord of hosts.
Amen. Ose ifim bofa mre so no mafi mechi. Mafi mense mochi. Ntimon san bra.
Amen. So he says that you've gone away. So if these are God's ordinances, and my brother is here, he say, turn away. And God says, now return to me and I'll return. So now return. Brother, return. As you are returning, God also says what? I'll return to you.
Amen.
When you return, I'll return. Then he said, in what way shall we return? How shall we return? Then the verse 8, how shall we return? Then he says that, he asks a question, will a man rob God? And God says, but you have robbed me. Can you imagine God comes and says, you have robbed me?
He said,
me? Which gun? AK-47? Mm. Which knife? How did I rob you? Then God says, in the tithe, sir, and in the offering. Say, in the tithe, sir.
In the tithe, sir.
Say it again.
In the
tithe, sir, and in the what? Offerings. He didn't say in the tithe. Watch it. He didn't say in the tithe, but what? In
tithes.
The tithe. Hit your friend and say, in the tithe, sir.
In the tithe.
Say another friend, in the tithe, sir.
In the tithe.
Pinch a person's one and say, in the tithe, sir.
In the tithe.
Slap the person's one and say, in the tithe, sir.
In the tithe.
Some people are resisting the slap. You are not afraid of your pastor's instruction at all. Maybe the slap can bring some blessing.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah, one time somebody was not well. The Lord told the person he should punch the person. He said, punch a person, boom! And he punched a person and the cancer left.
Amen.
Yeah. Alpha God. No. When God tells you to do something, do it.
Yeah.
Say, shim! Slapped. Oh, if God will slap me and my problem will go away, oh, let the slap come. And God said, you have robbed me in the tithes and in the offerings. Then he gives an instruction on that in the verse number 9. Because of this, you are cursed with a curse. To be cursed means not to have the help of God. And remember the Bible says in Psalm 127, unless the Lord build a house, the labor in vain that build it. So if God is not your helper, how can you make it? You need God. Tell someone, I need God. Tell another person, you need God. Amen.
Amen.
Unless the Lord build a house, they labor in vain that build it. You cannot build unless the watchman's unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. It is in vain. It means that all your effort will be equal to zero.
Amen.
Amen. That's what the Bible says, in the beginning, God.
And the Bible says,
so when you wake up, God. My dear sister, when a boy proposes to you, it must be God.
Amen.
You must talk to God first. Amen.
It says, Bible
says, and the David inquired of the Lord. So you have to ask God, this guy has proposed to me. What do you think?
Is that right? Yeah.
And I know sometimes you can be finding difficulty in, someone say, but how can I hear the voice of God and all this? So God can direct you through your parents and your men of God that are around you.
Which my father passed and now my meso and now I so actually.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. When you fall in love, that don't jump is falling in love.
I say we need you be one. Yes, so
you must discuss it to somebody.
Somebody
higher than you.
Be or chain wo.
I think I'm falling in love.
Yeah, we say meter should be done.
Can you help me to assess the thing well, whether it is madness or it's real?
It's true.
Amen. Maybe you are just infatuated. You like the guy's chest. You like the lady's breasts. And the rolling of the eyes. Rolling of the eyes doesn't make a good marriage. Amen.
Amen.
The brothers of the church doesn't make it. You are to marry a personality. It's a personality that counts.
Oh, sure.
Not the outward features. Is that right?
Amen.
She's a bad person.
Quick
tempered. Uses harsh and unreasonable words.
Or can't say.
You die very early. You will die early. You are sentencing yourself to death. That is why when you listen to me, when you come for counseling, open yourself up to be counseled.
Because
maybe your choice may be wrong. And in some places they can tell you that we don't think you are compatible. You can have a feeling for somebody, but you are not compatible. When you go and stay together, you will kill yourself.
Amen.
You will fight and kill yourself.
Amen.
Are you here with me?
Amen.
And when you go for counseling, you must be open so Amen. That the reality will be told you.
Amen.
That I think you are proud and you need to change this area of your pride. I think you are stingy here. You got to change it.
Amen.
And you should allow the counselor to be able to speak to you. And you must have an introspection about what your life is and decide to make the changes if you want to proceed.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
That if only you respect the counsel of this. But if that's also your choice and you want to go ahead. The Fantis have been saying, Awara kafa ba tro. So means I take it. If fine for you, yes. I hear with me.
That's your own cup of tea.
And sometimes, in the wisdom of some parents, sometimes they say, no. Even though you like it, it's not a good thing for you.
Say, open, so you're on there, yeah.
And you should be able to, you should be able to accept the counsel. You see, the problem today with many young people and many people is that you can't really give them a real advice. You see, they bring you their choice or their decision and they want you to stamp it for them. Amen. And they don't want you to tell them what you really needs to be told them.
Amen. See, I'm very old man. Say the ensemble, say him umpe, and we put two. Mama, I'm arguing that. Into your foot 21 or no, on fine you be.
And when you tell them the real thing, you become an enemy.
So come on here, okay, show money here. Yeah, now by your town for.
When you tell them the real thing, so sometimes it's difficult to tell people the real thing.
Timbo on my din sell back kind of crane at the nipano.
Remove her
out of the church and get married at a different church.
I will marry her. I will marry him. Hey. But the heart of a good father who wants to persist, and it's like you know that challenge, this person is going to fall into a huge trap.
You
see, I've known people, listen to me, by the grace of God. This year, I'm 46 years in the faith.
Amen.
I've been preaching for over 40 years.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
By the grace of God. Just Amen. By the grace of God. And I've had people who told me, he said, the moment I was stepping in the church room, I knew I had made a mistake. Somebody said, the moment we finished the wedding, I stepped in the house, I knew I've messed it up. And today, they are not together.
So, bro, more array.
I mean, the fight... almost at the point where somebody had to die.
Man, no more coin, yes. Yeah.
But if you told them the truth,
so can the credit show one? Come on,
you'll be a third party.
Obama, why, yeah.
And a third person.
Omo tamfo.
Yeah. So these days, personally, unless I know that, I know that you want the real truth.
Man, Jimmy, when you say open the crane, no.
We just nod your
head.
Yeah, so that we don't spread our name that we are bad people, we didn't whatever and all those things. Yeah. Am I helping somebody here?
Maybe we'll be another pay.
I don't know why I've entered here.
You might see my first
but unless the Lord build the house, you need God to help you. Amen. Please, every time, ask for God's help.
Don't say,
oh, I know accounting, I know how to balance it, I know my economy, I know how to... No. Just ask for God's help. When you are married, say, Lord, help me to be a good husband. I pray, God, help me to be a good husband. Every time I pray, help me. God, help me to be a good father. I've never been a father before. And so at each stage of my children's life, it's a new experience for me.
Amen.
Are you here with me?
Amen.
At each stage of their life, it's a new experience. Give me the wisdom to know how to be navigate this area of my life.
Amen.
And to be this and to be that. Amen. You need the help of God. If you rely on your flesh, the arm of flesh will fail you. And you will fail. Am I sharing something here?
Amen.
Okay, we're still on our tithing.
Yeah, that's what I can't do.
10 minutes more and I'm done. Today I'm finishing very early.
Amen.
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 Did you enjoy the prayer time?
Yes.
Good. So continue the scripture. We are in Malachi. Are you guys in Malachi?
Yes. Malachi.
Yeah. He said, you are cursed with a curse. You have robbed me, even this whole nation.
Amen.
Then in verse 10, what did he say? What's the solution? The remedy? Bring some of the tithes.
No.
Bring the tithe of from your office.
No.
And leave out the tithe of the taxes you own.
No.
Bring the tithe from your monthly salary.
No.
But leave out the tips you have been receiving. The tithe of the tips you have been receiving.
Have mercy.
He said, bring what?
All.
What's the meaning of all?
Nina.
Everything. All the tithe into the storehouse. Let me tell you, when you are dealing with God, you have to be very truthful. The tithe is one of the means to show who you really are, your truthfulness.
Your truthfulness.
Because you see, you can decide that this is my tithe. But between you and God, God knows that it is not so.
Yankopon nim. Say yes sir.
So that the real test of your integrity is, it comes in the area of tithing. That's why you when you want to test people, you have to test them in the area of finances.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
You see, one day, Ananias and Sapphira, they were supposed to give out. They will sell. Those days, they will sell their things and take it to the apostles' feet. It is your own property.
So I will get idea out on.
The part we want to give out. But they say, we sold everything. We have brought everything. It's everything. And Peter said, why do you lie to the Holy Spirit? So you must know that when you are declaring the wrong things, you are lying. And you are not lying to man, but you are lying to the Holy Spirit. I might teach you something here.
Yes.
Yes. You see, many of us, I'm sharing this because many of us, we don't fear God. We don't fear God. We fear the fetish. We fear that. When they mention fetish priest or whatever, you are shaking. But when you don't shake when you see a man of God, you don't shake when it comes to the things of God. You don't shake. You are not afraid. But you must be afraid of God.
Amen.
Amen. You must be very truthful to God. He said, why has Satan filled your heart to lie? So lying comes from what? Satan. Satan is the one who makes you defy and defile the word of God. And you have kept back part of the price for the land for yourself. You have kept part of the tithe for yourself. Are you here with me? And then look at the consequence. While it remains, was it not your own? After all, is it not your own money? And after it was sold, was it not in your own control? Why have you conceived this thing in your heart? You have not lied to men, but to God. Then Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and breathed his last. Lord, have mercy on us. Great fear came upon all those who heard these things.
Please,
I didn't say God is going to kill you. The church said the pastor was preaching that I'm only telling us to be truthful, and I'm quoting scriptures. And then verse 6. And the young man arose and wrapped him up, carried him out, and buried him. Verse 7.
I'm sorry, could you see it?
And then the wife came. About 3 hours later, when his wife came in, not knowing what had happened, Peter answered, Tell me whether you sold the land for so much. That means that whether it was $100,000, $100,000, whatever. Yes! We sold it for so much. That means that they have both conspired. Then Peter said, how is it that you have agreed together to test the Spirit of the Lord? The feet of those who have buried your husband are at the door, and they will carry you out. That is why if you're a spouse, if you're a friend, advise your partner well. Are you hearing with me? Don't let your husband misbehave and you support him, or your wife misbehave, or your child misbehave, or whatever. No, be truthful and say, Charlie, let us do the right thing. Immediately she fell down at his feet and breathed her last. And the young man came in and found her dead. And they carried her and buried her by her husband. They didn't die because of fornication. Are you here with me? They didn't die because they went and committed armed robbery. But lying to God. Withholding that which he had to give to God. In fact, if you have to even pay your tithe, and for some reason, right? For some reason, maybe something has come up, you have to be truthful. Say, this is what I'm supposed to pay, but maybe this has come up. But the reason, and try to pay, but don't act like me and you were neat. It's like, this is the truth. It's not the truth. And I forgot that he knows the truth.
Men
may not know the truth, but God knows the truth. Amen.
Amen.
That is why sometimes when there's a case against you and things like that, sometimes people don't believe you. Look, present them before God. Say, Lord, this matter I present you. And you see, the truth is like a cock. If the cock is like kutusi, you know kutusi is a cock. When you put the cock underwater, it comes up.
Amen.
The truth will always come out.
Amen.
And pray that Lord, whatever is the truth, let the truth come out. It may take years, but the truth will come out.
Amen.
Sometimes people say things against you. Say, Lord, I know you can fight for me. Fight for me. Some things will begin to happen. Am I teaching something here? Yes, they carry. So, back to the Malachi.
Come Malachi.
Bring all the tithes into the storehouse. He didn't say some will bring what? Oh, it is the all that took us over there. You see, I'm showing you how to teach. I'm showing you how to teach. Is that right? I'm a teaching priest and a teaching prophet. So I'm showing you how we can teach. Bring you all the tithes. And we'll go to where somebody didn't bring all. And that's why I took you to the Acts.
Amen.
Is that right? To teach and teaching. Whoa! You must make reference here. Make reference here.
Amen. Such a dear child. No matter to whom, let me teach.
And when you bring all the tithes in the storehouse, that there may be what? Food in my house. And try me now. If I will not open to you the windows of what? Heaven and pour you out what? Such blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it. So it means that the tithe opens the windows of heaven for blessings to be poured out.
Amen.
May blessings be poured out.
Amen.
So it means that if you don't bring your tithe, the windows of heaven are not opening. And
Amen.
Remember, we have already read from Psalm 127 that unless the Lord build a house, they labor in vain that build it. So Amen. It means that it's the Lord who must open the windows of heaven. Your windows of marriage,
Amen.
Your windows of childbirth,
Amen.
Your windows of your international door windows,
Amen.
Your US visa,
Amen.
Your Schengen visa,
Amen.
Yeah? Your British visa,
Amen.
Yeah? Your oil concessions,
Amen.
Yeah? Your gold mines concessions,
Amen.
Yeah? Your open doors,
Amen.
Your children becoming great in life,
Amen.
Yeah? Your wife loving you forever,
Amen.
Yeah, your wife can love you for 2 years and finish,
Amen.
Yeah? And for the rest of the years, they're living with you, but he doesn't love you. Mm. Your husband can love you. Let me tell you, these are spiritual things.
Amen.
Do you know that people, you can live with somebody.
So what you know,
you see, there are people who work at a place, but they don't love the place.
Even more age, more babies, so on that side, you don't
love them. Yeah, they don't love the place, but they just have to be there.
And I'm so talking.
So you must let God come into the equation.
As my member, oh, maybe I'll hear more.
Eh? A girl can hang around your life, but he doesn't really like you. It's just
so maybe it's me. I'm a bravo mo. It's not though.
I haven't found an alternative yet.
Maybe I'm saying, oh yeah, for frontina or tire tire
Yeah. There are even people sometimes they marry and the marriage is even because of a job, because there are some jobs that you must be married.
Maybe one more worry, and I'm maybe binti and a worry.
Is that right? It's because of they are maintaining you around because of the job they do.
One more.
Because how can you be a president without a wife? How can you hold this kind of position? Because there are some positions it goes with being married.
Amen.
And so you are being maintained for the sake of the position.
Amen.
It's not because of. But Amen. May you be there because there's real love.
Amen.
That you are very important.
Amen.
I want my life to be in you because you love me.
Amen.
Not because I'm hanging around, just because of something.
Mm. Oh, Jesus. Amen.
This message is loaded, though.
If you
take your time and go and listen to it again.
The Lord
has a lot of wonderful things for you. Let's go back. Let me finish. Bring all the tithe into the storehouse, that there will be food in my house. And try, if I will not open to you the windows of heaven, pour you out what? such blessing. May God pour you out such blessing.
Amen.
Receive such blessing.
Amen.
It means that the tithe, you see, when anybody tells you that, don't mind them, it's past. If only, if the Bible is the truth, and the Bible is not only Old New Testament, it's Old Testament. You see, the New Testament explains the Old Testament. The New Old Testament gives foundation to the New Testament. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And verse 11. And one of the things that tithe does, he said, I will rebuke. Someone say, rebuke. I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. Who is the devourer? The devourer is the eater of your blessing.
Amen.
A devourer can make you make a mistake and lose something very precious. A devourer will make you make a wrong statement and then your life will be implicated in something bad. A devourer will make sure you buy a brand new car or a gadget. If I hear a doctor bought for his clinic, an instrument, a gadget that was very expensive, literally, I think, well over $100,000 or something. A nurse was carrying the thing, held it, and the thing fell down. All the money is gone. It's a devourer that has what? Eating the thing up.
Man, see, Dr. Beat Koto. Machine nani boarding na nurse ne dey come if in say mo eto ho e no chere say your say there no aba sa bia no
but God said I will rebuke the devourer. That means I will confront the devourer so that you will not destroy the fruit of your ground.
Sinomo en say unfudie enna
nor shall the vine fail to bear fruit for you in the field. That means that the enemy is not going to come to eat what is yours, and the fruit that you must get, you will enjoy the fruit.
Amen. True story, I'm going
to tell you. A bishop friend told me, he said, he was just in a church, and he said, the enemy will not see the gate of your life. The enemy will not see the gate of your life. And this guy was made a trip to Nigeria. On the way, armed robbers accosted them. This guy was a Thai payer. And armed robbers took all of them, all their phones and all their money. Everybody in the bars. Row after row. But when it got to this brother, they jumped him. And went and took other people. The whole bus, everybody's own was taken. His own was not taken. This scripture worked for him.
In same way,
I rebuke the devourer for your sake. Sometimes there's something bad that is happening, but because you have been faithful to God, God jumps you. That is why in Exodus chapter 12, when the angel of death went to the place in Egypt and killing people, he said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Your tithe ensures that the blood of the lamb covers you.
Amen.
Minus you. If people cannot marry, minus you.
Amen.
If people cannot have children, minus you.
Amen.
If people cannot cross 40, minus you.
Amen.
In your family, they can't cross 50, minus you.
Amen.
They can't cross 60, minus you.
Amen.
They can't cross 70, minus you.
Amen.
They can't cross 80, minus you.
Amen.
Are you here with me?
Amen.
I remember seeing an elder telling us, was this sister they said in your family? They said, before 60, they said their family, they can't cross 60.
His
siblings were crossing 60. They were not crossing 60. And before 60, they wanted to finish him. But because he's under covenant, the horn that tries to destroy Israel, which is covenant, that horn was cut off. Because this man has been a giver.
Amen.
Paying his tithes in the church. When we're building a church building, he will bring bags of cement. He said, we need bags of cement. Then he will get it and he will bring it. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
Every time you will be, when he's traveling, you always make sure that this man never travels outside the country or even outside Accra without even saying that, Daddy, I'm traveling, so I need prayer, or at least you need. I need for you to know where I'm going to.
So took
on working under spiritual order and covering, and because of that, when they took him to the hospital, we still could connect with us. Are you here with me?
Amen.
Because if you just get up and travel, and we can't find you, we know it's your usual traveling.
Amen.
So something is happening to you over there, and we don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Because you are regularly irregular.
Amen.
It's a condition of the heart.
Yes.
There's a condition of the heart called irregular heartbeats.
Amen.
Is that right?
So,
yeah.
Come on, it's me, boy.
And they're also irregularly regular.
Amen.
So you are irregularly regular and regularly irregular.
Amen.
But he's regularly regular.
Amen. So ever pa. So okube bia okachi ever pa sin with kwan ni abom pa amano.
Amen.
Emu bi hono mo ayema sorry ntin ya makran ni say oh e be bi na one mu o yare ensu ya nim na say oh ma sorry ntin say oh say na mba sorry na sa na ekoso. Amen.
And he was frank to say that in my family people don't cross.
O say no pray mo kan say me busue mu.
You need to open up to know the challenges and let it be known so that it can be dealt with. And by the grace of God, we had to face a spirit. And today he has crossed 60. And by the grace of God, he has crossed 70. And he's crossing 80 by the grace of God. Are you here with me?
Amen.
So I said crossing.
Crossing.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When I see the blood,
I
will pass over you. There's a blood that is covering him. It's a spiritual blood. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's finish that scripture. Whoever says you not cross, you cross it. You cross to marry. You cross to have children. You cross to have peace. You have to cross to have promotion. You cross to drive your own cars. You cross to possess your own businesses. You cross to see your children. Sometimes it amazes me. I think I was with a bishop friend where we all become grandparents. He said, "Hey Charlie, when did you grow up?" Then now we have got wives. Then we have got children. And by the grace of God, we have got grandchildren. It's amazing. I can't imagine that Jonathan Ekubani is married. When I was getting married, people came to the wedding to check whether the guy is true that he was married. Is it true? People will come and say, "Is it true? Is it really happening? And you yourself, now you have to pinch yourself. You know, after the marriage, I was wondering, am I married? But I was married.
And
I've been married. Your portion is coming.
God
is going to turn things around. He said, I rebuke the devourer. Listen, if you come from a family where people cannot marry consistently, there's a devourer there. You must begin to sow seeds and go up to the altar and make sacrifices. Don't take it. It is not for nothing. It is what? Not for nothing.
I know
a family. Very nice family.
Oh, yeah, come on.
But they can't have sustained marriages.
Are
you here with me?
Amen.
Listen to this very carefully. This guy met a lady, beautiful lady. Both of them are Christians. The lady traveled
to
the U.S. He was in the U.K. The time came for them to marry. They had a customary marriage. After customary marriage, the woman said she won't leave U.S. to come to U.K.
Or she won't leave America and ma London.
The guy also said he won't leave U.K. and go to America.
Everyone also say, "Oh, won't leave London and go to America."
Forward back, the marriage, the thing has to break.
If I say, "Warrior, no, ain't mean genebium."
So I decided to do an investigation.
No, bompaye efa hon.
Spiritual investigation.
Yesusumu.
So I went to the guy's background.
Me ko bema no ebusiemu.
And I tried to find out. on both father and mother side. And I realized that they didn't have stable marriages. Is that right? His parents' marriage didn't work. And when I went to talk to his parents and I tried to ask him, why is it that the mother and the father, they broke up? I spoke to both the father and the mother and they didn't really have any animosity. There was really not like that. My wife was a bad woman, or my wife, and they even actually had broken up. They had divorced, but they used to visit each other. But they couldn't marry. It means that there was something that was fighting their thing. So it was not physical. So the lack of desire, go away. No, it's a go away. It's a spirit that is making you drive the person away.
Amen.
Am I teaching something here?
Amen. Never pass your parents and pensing, Aqua, Beman, Ebusimuno, or never pop a bonk, Murubisan, and say, I didn't know you did giant, won't you mean? Hey, Sippy, I'm your papin beer, money jawareno. In the patches, I dear soon, a bibi equitium.
And then, after that, I decided to write a brother and said, this is what I've discovered, so we've got to pray.
Okay, Beman said, will we want in chair bomb pie?
When we prayed, within 1 year, the brother saw a beautiful lady, and today they are married with children.
Amen.
And they have married for over 30 something years.
More worry.
Are you with me? So when you see you are from a home, you see that Charlie, your mother, your mother, and your father, the thing, it didn't work. Your aunties, the thing was not working. It's not that they are bad, though. Everybody likes marriage.
So
everybody wants a stable relationship. Is that right? Everybody wants somebody a friend. But how come that it's not working? How come that you have proposed to the girl a long time, but the girl is not as, let's go ahead to the next level. Every time, forward back.
And then
why is it that every time, all that kind of fight? And I told you that in Revelation, Bible says that when the devil gathers people to fight. So anytime you feel like fighting, you must know that the devil has come around.
Amen.
The devil has come to your home. The devil has visited you. He wants you to fight with your partner. He wants you to fight with your boss. You see, if you don't like, all of a sudden you begin to have some bad feeling towards me. The devil has come. He's trying to come between you and me.
Amen.
So that I can preach to you. Because if you have bad feelings towards me, how can my preaching even bless you?
As
you're sitting there crying, you are judging my preaching. Why has he worn a t-shirt? Why has he worn some jeans? Why is he, what is he trying to do? Now that you say, oni tare ana, ana neiri ensi.
It's a bad mind. Amen.
But when you have got good thought towards me, say, oh, maybe the man just wants to, he wants to
feel free
and be funky, you know, and things like that. And I'm dressing this way so that everybody to you can come to check what you have. Wear your t-shirt.
Amen.
Wear your trouser.
Amen.
If it is short you have, you wear it.
Your shorts.
We are not against you.
Amen.
Can I have an amen?
Amen.
So from now, you can dress your smart casual.
Amen.
But me, I'm going to dress that way. When I come, I just maybe one of these, I'll come with my big ajokoto.
Amen.
Hey. Feeling very free. Can
amen.
I have an amen?
Amen.
Are you here with me?
Amen.
When something is not going well, the longer it stays, the more it deteriorates. You must rise up.
Amen.
Say, there must be a change.
Amen.
Amen.
In
my generation, there must be a change. Hallelujah.
Princess,
my family, they used to drink. Both father's side, mother's side.
And
me, myself, I saw. My auntie that I live used to sell palm wine. Another auntie was selling palm wine and
apeteshi.
You can see me. On my mother's side, they've sold drinks and all those things. And I could see the Adiane Boboba.
So
now I had to shift myself away from it.
By prayer,
to lose the appetite for it. The way to escape something that you are weak at is to surround yourself with at least 7 people stronger than you.
Amen.
In that regard, they will help you. Is that right?
Open
ma. Surround with 1 year or more year holy, 7 people a year holy, If you are, who will guard you, who will make sure that they are always pulling you onto them, close to themselves, you will lose appetite for that thing.
Amen.
And it helped me.
Amen. And today
I'm a preacher.
Amen.
Whatever was fighting people, they were drinking and all those things, the Lord has broken it.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I say, dear uncle, you are bravo mono. Sadia na ebia yens and nomina chumfisa. Uncle Fa, all your mucha, omwesian, omo, 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 all your mucha, omwesia, a chumfisa and nominimo.
You want to have a good marriage, surround yourself with people who have nice marriages. Get close to them. You see, the scent on them will affect you.
Amen.
Your own scent will never affect. You want to become anointed. You don't become anointed in isolation. You are anointed and you are working with all kinds of funny boys. Every time on TikTok, people that are your friends are not serious Christians. Your friends are not Christians. Netflix. How can you be here? You want to be rich and you're always among poor people. People are thinking poor mindset. When you are giving an offering of 100 CDs, then somebody say, why? Okay. Why?
I don't know. Uba for 100 Ghana.
You're crazy.
And then you send a Sunday.
But somebody who is prosperity minded and God minded will say, you give 100. You say, why don't you make it 200?
200. Amen.
Stretching your faith.
Amen.
Stretching your faith.
Amen.
Stretching your faith.
Amen.
Stretching your faith.
Amen.
Before I realize you have moved to a certain level, when you are giving 500 CDs, it's not anything because God is always pouring in.
Amen. Amen. So if I cannot suffer, Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you learning something here?
Amen.
Whatever you are weak at, look for seven people that are stronger than you around. You can't pray for 1 hour. Look for seven people who are your friends who can pray 1 hour and above. Amen. Let them become your... Have a prayer partner. Have a prayer partner. Can we meet and pray? Or even pray on the phone for 1 hour, 2 hours? Before I realize, you have gained the strength, the tenacity. You see, when we were at the university in 1985, I met a certain gentleman. And then I decided to preach the word of God to him. I kept pursuing this guy. I didn't even know that he was an atheist. I only got to know that I was an atheist just about 2 weeks ago or so. Now, what happened was when I preached the word of God to him, I decided to pray Holy Spirit baptism for the guy. And after praying Holy Ghost baptism for him, and he saw how sometimes we can stand and be praying for about 10 hours, that he became infused with the spirit of prayer and by himself could start praying 8 o'clock in the evening to the following day, 12 midday.
Amen.
That's how many hours? About 15 hours.
Yes.
Is that right? 15 hours by himself praying. And you know what? He gave a testimony that he had a stepmother who was always harassing and fighting him. He said, after those kinds of prayers, the stepmother herself packed the things.
Amen.
Without a word.
Amen.
They tried to go and pursue her, come back. She couldn't come back. He said, why? He said, because of this guy. I said, why? She couldn't really say it because there was something. I believe that as was praying, the Holy Ghost and angels were being released. Whatever that she was using to fight this young man and go, God had used an angel in the house to deal with the case. My Amen. Dear friend, begin to have a friend who is holy.
Amen.
Friends who are holy.
Amen.
Friends who are committed.
Amen.
Friends who are. If you are in a church and your friends in a church, they don't talk well about the church and they don't talk about them being wanting to be stable and want to be very committed and urging you on in the things of God, you will leave the church.
Amen.
If you are actually in the church, you don't have friends in the church, you leave the church. Amen. I prophesy with my eyes open. That's why you must have friends in the church.
Amen.
You must have friends in the church.
Amen.
You must have good people in the church.
Amen.
If you walk around alone and you are not a holy person, you will easily fall.
Amen.
You will easily. There are many girls who go to university, they were virgins. But the moment they went there, their friends they met caused them to become divirginated.
Amen.
It's a word. It's your friends. And they come and say, hey.
Amen.
Hey, last week, I went and slept with Tom. Slept with Tom.
Tom
how was it? Foolish girl. How was it? How was it? Was it nice? So where did you spend the night? But you see, if you had a serious friend, he said, you mean what? You went and violated yourself. Come. You need washing. And your friend will tell you that that thing that you have done, you can get HIV. You can get some STDs. You are selling your soul to the person. Because he that sleep with a person, you share your soul. There's transference of spirits. Evil spirits can enter into you. Many things can enter into you. He will share, he's sharing spiritual things with you. You now, you shake and you not go back there again. But your bad friend will edge you on. Am I teaching here?
Yes.
You don't like my teaching.
Amen.
But once I'm holding a microphone, I'm the one teaching.
Amen.
So who is your friend? Who is your friend? That's why my friend Smiling Charles led me to the Holy Spirit.
Amen. And he said, for Smiling Charles.
He said, Joe, let us pray for the Holy Spirit baptism. Yesterday, I went to do a seminar somewhere. When I finished, there were young people, almost about 20 of them. I said, who are those who don't pray in the Holy Spirit? Then they came forward. Right there, within 5 minutes, they were all filled with the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Because I know the power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. And those of you who don't pray in the Holy Spirit, if you want it, after the service, you can stand here a few minutes. We'll pray for you. Less than 5 minutes, and you go home speaking in tongues.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not out of word. I'm out of time.
Amen. I saw a fucking in the top of the or say, why am I ever baby? Just so do my uncle for Omaya Dinchen war, a crack of Russia. A bia yamre on pie bomwa. For bia of me bomb pie. In pray bebre now don't found bono or no bona sa in pie bo subino about frown one my way to me a bompire retenting amen.
I rebuke the devourer for your sake.
Amen. Mequitia no okutia wono amao.
Amen.
Yanko for
as you pay your tithe.
So chion to do
anybody who is after your husband.
May
the Lord face a
person.
Anybody after your wife.
After
your children.
Anybody
after your business.
Wanting
to destroy your business. May the Lord rebuke the person.
Amen.
May the curse of the Lord come upon anybody that wants to destroy your destiny.
Amen.
Are you here with me, somebody? Hallelujah.
Amen.
May the Lord fight those who fight you.
Amen.
May he contend against those who contend against you.
Amen.
May the promotion men for you come.
Amen.
And that is why the verse 12. Look at the verse 12. That is what we are reading here. I rebuke the devourer for your sake. Let's read that part here. 11. And we add the verse 12. I rebuke the devourer of God for your sake. That means that God, the devourer is what? Yeah, the one who comes to eat your stuff. So as he's coming to eat it, he said, hey, you can't hear. The devourer is a stopper against your enemy.
Amen.
Against your fruitfulness.
Amen.
So that he will not destroy the fruit of your ground.
Amen.
He will not destroy your children.
Amen.
And that he will not destroy the fruit of your ground.
Amen.
Your children will be great.
Amen.
The Bible said the seed of the upright shall be mighty. Wealth and riches shall be in their house. This is the prayer you must pray over your children.
Amen.
Is that right? He said, my seed, you'll be mighty. Mention them by name. Paul said, I make mention of you. You don't say, make mention and declare what you want to see in their lives. Prophesy over your business. I call for joy. I call for the goodness of God. I ask for the visitation.
Amen.
Lord, rebuke the devourer. Rebuke the devourer.
Amen.
And the devourer from my father's house and my mother's house. You are cursed in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And the verse 12, he says, and all nations will call you blessed. America will call you blessed.
Amen.
Canada will call you blessed.
Amen.
England will call you blessed.
Amen.
Nigeria will call you blessed.
Amen.
Togo will call you blessed.
Amen.
Gambia will call you blessed.
Amen.
Oh, Volta region will call you blessed.
Amen.
Central region will call you blessed.
Amen.
Angunaland will call you blessed.
Amen.
Gadomeland will call you blessed.
Amen.
Gadland will call you blessed.
Amen.
Isumaland will call you blessed.
Amen.
Yes, Northernland will call you blessed.
Amen.
Why? You will become a delightful land.
Amen.
Lift and say, Lord,
Lord,
help me.
Help me.
That from today, I will pay my tithe faithfully.
I will pay my tithe faithfully.
And as I pay my tithe, May I become a delightful land.
May I become a delightful land.
Delightful business.
Delightful business.
May all nations.
May all nations.
Call me blessed.
Call me blessed.
Say any devourer.
Any devourer.
That has been sent.
That has been sent.
To eat up.
To eat up.
What belongs to me.
What belongs to me.
Today I stop you.
Today I stop you.
By paying my tithes.
By paying my tithes.
And being obedient.
Being obedient.
To the word of God.
To the word of God.
And as I do so.
And as I do so.
I pray for angels.
I pray for angels.
To work on my behalf.
To work on my behalf.
Oh Lord.
Oh Lord,
take over
every battle
regarding my life anything
that fights marriages
long life
and peace
in my family
from my father's house
and my mother's house
any contending spirit
today
I employ
arrows of God
the thunders of God
and I destroy
all your activities
against me
let go
let my God
Let my God. Let my God.
Arise.
On my behalf.
And every enemy.
Scatter.
As I clap my hands.
I declare my freedom.
And I call for.
Fruitfulness.
And honor.
And joy.
To become my portion.
Open
your mouth. Ali has Sator, Ibrahim, Yakaraba, O Kandaraboski, Barabosk, Yaba, Ayakara Boski, Ayes Soto, Ayas Soba Yakata, Yakale, Yakara Boski, Yakara, O Kalaba Yasata, Yakara, O Lahaya, Ayalaba, Andaraboski, Yakalabo, Ali has Soto, Libri under the bay, O Kala, Yasata, Yala. Thank you, Jesus. He's a miracle-working God. Yeah, he's a miracle-working God. Yeah, he's the Alpha and Omega. He's a miracle-working God. Miracle. He's a miracle-working God. He's a miracle working God. He's a miracle working God. Yeah, he's the Alpha. He's a miracle working God.
You are going for an interview. I want to pray. Or you are believing God to be able to start a job. A new business, come forward. I want to pray with you.
He's
a miracle working God.
Oh no, bomb!
Want to start a business?
Or maybe I turn south for a brand interview. Also, brand.
Or you are going for a job interview? A job interview? Or you are going for an interview? Going for a job interview? Or you want to start a business? New business?
I want to pray with you.
Oh Jesus!
You are here. In your midst, I worship you.
You are here. around.
Yeah.
I worship you.
I worship you.
I worship you.
You are here.
You are here.
Everything
feeling in on me.
I worship you.
I worship you. I worship
way, 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 way maker.
Way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness.
Oh, you
my God, that is who you are.
Way, way, way,
way, way maker, miracle worker,
promise
keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are.
My Lord, your people have come to this altar.
Amen.
They have come to seek you.
Amen.
The altar is a place where divinity meets humanity.
Amen.
And I ask today, God, that may they meet you.
Amen.
Today, may you visit them.
Amen.
With their needs, oh God, meet them at the point of their needs.
Amen.
Turn their story around.
Amen.
Every interview they are attending, Lord, we ask that they will have favor.
Amen.
With the interviewers.
Amen.
May they be the ones chosen and selected.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We ask, oh God, for open uncommon doors to be opened unto them.
Amen.
I ask, oh God, that those who are believing you for their own businesses, I pray for open doors unto them.
Amen.
Turn their story around.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I ask, oh God, that may the Doshin anointing and the Mimshak anointing and the Balal anointing be upon them.
Amen.
I anoint your hands. Receive.
Amen.
Be blessed. Receive the breakthrough.
Amen.
Receive the power of the
Amen.
Living God. Alekataya. Oh, Shebeha. Yes. McDaniel, receive the power.
Amen.
And the breakthrough of God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes. Receive it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Receive it.
Amen.
Oh, yes. Adolish.
Amen.
Jesus. Receive. The open doors. The open doors. May your face shine bright.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Receive it. Aye. Take it. Evangeline. Open doors. In the name of Jesus. Receive the power of the living God.
Amen.
You reign. You ashes on your skin.
God
of heaven. You are mighty on your
throne. Somebody, you got an issue. You got an issue with the stomach. Come, I want to pray for you right now. Somebody have an issue with the stomach. Father, in the name of Jesus,
amen.
I curse this condition.
Amen.
I command this power to be broken right now.
Amen.
By the authority of the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I pray that be healed
amen.
And be free right now. Be healed and be free.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Christ of Nazareth. Every spirit, every demon responsible for it. We break your power.
Amen.
Go.
Amen.
Out. In
Amen.
Jesus' name. Leave him. Yes, leave him. The Holy Ghost is working on him.
Amen.
In the precious name of Jesus. Be healed.
Amen.
Be healed.
Amen.
I cast every sickness.
Amen.
To leave you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen.
Be thou made whole. Now, take it.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Yeah, press your tummy. He's gone. He's gone. In Jesus' name. I pray the power of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Be healed.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh,
ay, 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 ay,
you are mighty on
check yourself.
Your
check yourself. Check yourself.
You are mighty on your throne. You are mighty on your throne.
Somebody, you have issues with your hand. Something with your hand. When you throw the hand, you have pain over there. I want to pray for you quickly. Quickly.
So
you got an issue with your hand.
Brenima.
One of you, it's even trembling. You feel some trembling effect. I want to pray for you quickly.
Trembling
effect is going to go right now in Jesus' precious name. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Which hand? This
you
one. Yes, there's a trembling effect. Father, in the name of Jesus,
amen.
The power of the Holy Ghost,
amen.
Be released and be healed.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus,
you
receive it. Receive
amen.
It. Just leave it. Just leave it. Ah, the breath, ah Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
You are
receive.
Amen.
Receive it.
Amen.
Receive it.
Amen.
You are
there is a flow of the power of God. Be released and be healed right now. in the precious name of Jesus.
You reign.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
You ancient Zion.
I decree holders for you.
Amen.
Hand be loose.
Amen.
Hand be free.
Amen.
Hand be loose.
Amen.
Hand be free.
Amen.
Hand be loose.
Amen.
Hand be free.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Christ of Nazareth.
Amen.
Son of the living God.
Amen.
Pain, go.
Amen.
Now.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Lift it.
Lift it.
Jesus. Thank you.
And bowing.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
It's all I decree your healing. To do.
I decree your healing. I decree your healing. Be made whole. In Jesus' name. Put it down.
Lift it.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
And bowing hearts.
And lift it up again.
It's all we've come
Jesus.
To do.
Say, take it down. In the name of Jesus. Lift it up. In the name of Jesus. Take it down. Lift it up. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Lift it up. In the name of Jesus. Yeah, take it out. In Jesus' name. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. Oh yes. It is done, it is done, it is done. In the name of Jesus. Can you see a difference now? You can see a difference now. Yeah, what couldn't you do now?
Now I can lift my hand up. I couldn't before, I couldn't turn it around.
Amen. It's known to me, Pejane and Sa.
Wow. For how long?
About 6 months now.
About 6 months now. And you cannot. When a physiotherapist comes to visit your house, at least some 200-300 cities you'll be taking.
Amen.
And you'll keep that there. Jesus, the physiotherapist.
Amen.
The Lord, the healer, himself has touched you. But not only that, there's a blessing that is coming to your family.
Amen.
There's a promotion that is coming.
Amen.
I pray the release of your promotion.
Amen.
Upon the life of your handmaiden.
Amen.
As I put the oil on her face.
Amen.
I pray that her face will shine.
Amen.
To receive the promotion.
Amen.
Receive the promotion.
Amen.
As the oil touches your hand.
Amen.
Come, may you receive the faith.
Amen.
Possess your possession. Possess your possession.
Amen.
Possess your possession.
Amen.
The Lord says, I should tell you, that Job chapter 20, verse 15 and 18 is yours. That which the enemy tried to eat, he shall not keep it.
Amen.
For the past years, he's going to release it unto you.
Amen.
For from today, the 10th of December,
amen,
the beginning of uncommon honor and glory.
Amen. Amen.
Is that?
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
You reign on, say we will rise.
We will rise.
In your name.
Adonai.
You reign on. Is too good.
We will worship you.
We will worship you forever. I love you forever because this love is too good.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This morning, every mother here, I want you to give the Lord a special offering. Every father here, you want to give a special offering. Yesterday, a very senior police person came to look for me. Initially, I said, oh, I was going to come and see you. And the person said, no, I said, I'm going
to come and see you. I said, I have to come before you.
Very, very top person.
The police near Odimu.
So the person came.
Nobody.
And then one of my kids was there, and then somebody said, oh, thank you for this and that. One of my children, they said, no. He said, you don't know what your father has done for me.
He said, if it wasn't your father, I wouldn't have had legs to walk on.
He said, when she gave birth, he said, the reason I say you people must come and give special offering. So when she gave, after giving birth, she got paralyzed. She couldn't work.
No,
how can you be a police person who cannot work?
Your job is finished.
Are you listening to me here?
Jeez.
So if you went and gave birth and you are standing and you are walking around, or your wife did it,
and that's all, you
know, walking around, it's a blessing. Your sister gave birth.
Who's sister?
Oh, your brother gave birth.
Amen.
Your mother gave birth.
Oh, my brother, oh yeah.
It's a blessing.
Yeah.
I hear that thing all the time, but when the lady gave her testimony, she said, wow. She's given, and it was not like that. That was her first child too.
Yes, and
every child is different, and what they bring, and sometimes a child that is bringing special blessing, every time you see that you are going through some serious challenge with a certain child, you mean that child is a special child that God is bringing a blessing, and so that's why your prayer level must go higher.
Amen. And
you know what she said? When she got paralyzed, she was there, and somebody took me to a place. And as she was just lying, she said, I was bedridden. And prayed for her, touch her. After touching her, she just got up like this. And usually, in such cases, when you are going, you'll be wobbling. But she just started walking. Then she went all the way. Her staircase was this way. Then she went.
And then
she was climbing the stairs.
Amen.
That shall be your portion. You that they say you are lying down.
Jesus.
You are going to rise up. Your home will rise up. Your business will rise up. Your family will rise up. Your education will rise up. You will stand on your feet. Because Ezekiel 2:2 says that, and the spirit entered into me whilst he spoke unto me, and I stood up on my feet. You are standing.
So best story is now and I'm also best story is now and I'm also forever. Hallelujah. You are good and your mercy is forever. Hallelujah.
You are good. Listen. I said give that offering. It is to deal with something. It's to deal. You see, me your prophet, I will just be telling you something.
Amen.
Sometimes some of the things I've seen, I won't say that one. I'll just give the instruction. If you are somebody who has been a father, a mother, you whatever, come and give an offering even for somebody. Oh, shut us
up.
You are good and your mercy is forever.
Hallelujah. You are good and your mercy is forever.
Your wife, your father, your mother,
you are good and your mercy is forever. Hallelujah.
Targeted you
so thankful
and wanted to put you down.
No,
the but he couldn't succeed. But he's still not happy. Today, by this oil, I declare a seal over your life for angelic coverings upon you and the power of the Holy Ghost to overshadow you for divine coverings. Receive the oil of the Lord. Receive fresh impartation. Receive fresh impartation. Receive fresh impartation. Receive divine coverings and strength beyond portion. Beyond measure. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Is that?
Amen.
You know, as if the Lord had finished. Eh? After I prayed for her and she started moving up and down, she had a friend who had visited her. Who
was
a lady friend who was about 41, 42 years.
You did 42.
Muslim.
Oh, yeah. Kamoni.
But you see, God is a merciful God. I prayed for this woman. And as I prayed for this woman, who had not had her children for a long time, God touched her. And she got pregnant. And delivered a child. Yesterday, the person mentioned it. Yes. Are you here with me? There's a supernatural here. If you respect it, it's going to do something special.
Yes.
Oh yes.
Amen.
There's a huge angel standing by me. Remember when Bishop Dad came here, he said, God has changed your angel and give you a bigger angel.
Amen. And you Bishop Dad by all kinds.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Put your hand on your chest. A miracle is coming to you. Father, I pray.
Amen.
Miracles of breakthroughs.
Amen.
Miracles of open doors.
Amen.
Miracles of the supernatural.
Amen.
Let it happen to them.
Amen.
Turn their story around.
Amen.
Anything Satan has put inside of them.
Amen.
Because you didn't put it in them.
Amen.
Let it be removed.
Amen.
Let it be removed.
Amen.
We remove it today in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I declare the touch of the Holy Spirit upon
Amen.
You. Be free.
Amen.
The Lord may complete your healing.
Amen.
The glory of the Lord become your portion.
Amen.
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Receive the supernatural.
Amen.
Receive the touch of the Lord.
Amen.
Receive the influence of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Everybody shout a big amen.
Amen. Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
When this policewoman got her healing, you hide it. She went and told another person of a very senior rank at this level who had a certain condition. So he brought the person to me. And by the grace of God, as we prayed, God released a miracle for this man. He got healed.
Amen.
And he got promoted.
Amen.
I see your healing taking place. And from today, your promotion is coming to you.
So can you about change?
Your word shall be called salvation. And your
praise
shall be called praise.
Now post where
in Jesus' name.
Yes,
do you believe that? So shall it be unto you.
Amen.